Item 4, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend the home written agreement with Jewish Family Services Housing, Inc., and to increase the award of home funds from $675,000 to $1,485,000 for the construction of 11 units of affordable housing at 4400 West Bradley Road in the Village of Brown Deer, Wisconsin. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you. First of all, report from the... Let's get a report, please, Mr. Matthew, first.
Okay. Good morning again, Madam Chair, Supervisors. What you have before you, we're requesting $1.485 million for the construction of 11 home units with Bradley Crossing Phase 2. This committee saw this item before and approved the development for $675,000. There have been substantial cost increase for the developers since that time, a lot of environmental issues that they had not planned on. We do have this money available. It's certainly an allowable cost. They actually can close in June. One of the other issues we have, just like CDBG, is we have timeliness issues for HUD. We have about $600,000 we need to spend by fall. Most of that is due to the St. Francis project. Again, this committee approved the Marion Center for right around $700,000-$800,000. That development did not occur, so we're definitely looking for a development to spend money on. So this actually works out perfectly for our timeliness deadline. So again, this will be another supportive housing project. Jewish Family Services partner with General Capital on Phase 1. It's very, very successful. They have peer support in the building, certainly a long waiting list, so quite a bit of demand, as you all know, for supportive housing. So this will be Phase 2, and we're looking forward to partnering with Jewish Family Services again.
Supervisor Johnson?
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the resolution related to Item 4.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How much is this per unit? Now, this is going to be 11 new units of Phase 2, correct?
Yes, Madam Chair, Supervisor, this will be brand new construction. It'll be a 54-unit development, but we're just funding 11 units for this particular.
How much is the turn fee for per unit?
Do we know that? Should we call up? We have the developer here, okay. If you'd like.
I would like to know that, and also I would like to know why did they apply for state and federal brownfield money for it, since they went into some environment.
The environmental issues were actually not contamination. It was poor soil conditions. So there's going to be an increased cost in pilings and footings.
Let's have the developer come on up. Grab a chair there, please. Bring it up. You want to state your name, please?
I'm Steve Schnall. I'm with General Capital Group. We're the development company that is working on behalf of Jewish Family Services, who's represented here today by their executive director, Sylvan Lieben. We have approximately $147,000 all in per unit on these 11 units, on our complete development cost. It's a moving target to a degree. We have this increased request, which gives rise to WBMBE. We have engineers that are looking at various methods that have been outlined for you in terms of the subsoil conditions, which has really been a huge blow. We have not identified in your materials, but $150,000 TIF commitment from the village, which would normally be a really great thing, except that they're demanding a guaranteed increment, which results in a real estate tax that sort of eviscerates the $150,000 grant. So we're working with a number of factors across the board. Costs have increased from the time we first came before you, which was in September of 2012. At that time, we took our very best and in earnest guess at what it would cost to develop Phase 2, 54 units. We have different building types than we did in the first phase, which was a single building. The village, subsequent to your grant of the $675,000 initially, made us split what was four buildings into five, so we have additional costs to do that. We added elevators, which were not contemplated, but given that this is special needs, nobody could bear themselves to, and we were, of course, looking at it on a combined basis with Phase 1 and how many first floor units, et cetera. Thought it was a reasonable mix, but at the end of the day, elevators just could not be value engineered out of the project, and they're costly. So there were a confluence of things that have led to what I think are really expensive units, but they're serving a fantastic need.
Supervisor Mayor, you still have the floor.
Thank you. Only my suggestion with that $54,000, all money's not good money. And if you notice that you had put into a more, put more strings on it, you can't figure out how you can get a gap financing of that $54,000 versus getting that TIF increment bid. Was that for infrastructure reason why you got in there?
Well, it's $150,000.
Oh, $150,000.
And right, 54 unit project. And they were the village was going to contribute $150,000 because they realized that by getting the kind of site plan they wanted and making us massage what we had presented to them, it was going to cost us more. So it just kept piling up. But I can't stress enough, the biggest factor for us are the subsoil conditions. And so we took a number of borings underneath the logical footing spots of each of the buildings. It suggests different depths of poor load-bearing soil. We won't know until we actually get in the ground where we have to install the helical piers, but that seems to be the most economic solution. But it's costly, and it's not anything we ever all get to see or use or touch or feel. It's buried in the ground to support a building, but it's just an extraordinary cost to our budget.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question about the administration, and I guess my perception was that the home funds were expended and that we used all of our home funds, but this new allocation and I guess a surplus balance that I'm reading in the fiscal note notes that there probably was more money there. Can you speak on, you know, where the extra allocation is coming from?
These home funds basically are coming out of the project that you approved in St. Francis that has unfortunately fallen through, and then they will be, you know, reallocated to this project. Home funds, all of our federal funds are done on a reimbursement basis, so we don't actually get any money from the federal government until we spend it. So we spend it, and then we get reimbursed. Does that answer your question?
For the most part, and that's from a section of our community development by grant fund?
No, actually, community. We are a home consortium, which includes the community development block grant, urban jurisdiction, the 16 municipalities, that partnership, plus West Dallas and Wauwatosa. And then we form the home consortium. So it's actually 18 municipalities that are involved. And so it's a separate subset of funding, but it's all contained in the same annual plan, consolidated plan. Mm-hmm. So they're separate, but a little different.
Yeah. So this 810, is this the rest of the balance of what we have left?
No, actually, we're about 2 years behind in our spending of the home funds. The way that the regulations you have to do a lot of pre-planning, a lot of in-depth analysis, and we also have to be very cognizant of working with our partners. So West Dallas has their own process in allocating those funds and expending those funds. So we're always just a few years out.
Okay. Well, how much are we talking about that we have access to?
I'm going to guess just shy of the $2 million mark.
Okay.
Those are, you know, committed to our various programs and projects, but not actually expended. This happens to be taking a commitment from one project and transferring
it to the other. So we have $2 million of home funds, but those are already
committed,
in a way, allocated.
Yes.
Or will be allocated to projects that are already selected.
Yeah, every year you've allocated funds to things like the tenant-based rental assistance, the security deposit program, mm-hmm. The home repair program. And then West Dallas also has their allocations as well. So that's done at the same time as the block grant process. It's just comparatively not as exciting. So there's less applicants. There's, you know, less to do about it.
Gotcha.
And we focus so much on the block grant that we kind of forget about the small little home part. And it's less funds, too. So.
Okay. I guess in the future, I'd like to see more of a collaborative process with the board in selecting possible projects to allocate these funds to.
We actually have a hard time getting these rental projects in the suburbs. It's very challenging.
Right.
So whenever, if you have any developers interested, please send them our way.
Right. And we also know that the amount of affordable and housing accessible to especially those that have mental illnesses is low in suburban areas. And working with those municipalities, those governments, so that they are working in lockstep with us, if we have funding to allocate, is important. But if we know that proactively, we can do that ahead of time. I think Brown Deer, I think, is maybe a leader in our suburban municipalities. And
they've recently had the majority of our home funded projects. Mm-hmm. Also, they've taken on some Section 8 project based vouchers, also serving the clients of Milwaukee County. And the TIF assistance, although Steve had alluded to the fact that it came with some challenges, it does qualify as our home match. So 25% of what we receive in home funds from the federal government, we need to match with local funds. Mm-hmm. TIF assistance is local funding. So they're carrying our match requirement for quite some time. So it's all a delicate balancing act.
Yeah. And then the other, I guess, concern that I have is investing a full $810,000 into another project that we definitely agreed it should move forward. But I think I agree with Supervisor Mayo in saying, was there a possibility of addressing the gap financing from another source so that even if we as a board wanted to allocate some of those funds to, as you said, rent assistance or another type of program that we could implement it in, that we'd have that option?
Sure, Madam Chair, Supervisor, but we're not going to answer that. Actually, this is a very good thing for the county because of our timeliness deadline. This is really the only project we have ready to go. If we wouldn't have been able to spend this money by about the end of September, we might have lost it. Mm-hmm. So we needed definitely a shovel-ready project that we can fund immediately, and this is the only project in the hopper.
But if I understand correct, I think rent assistance would have been an option, correct?
The tenant-based rental assistance?
Tenant-based, yes.
Potentially, but we already have funds for that, and it's kind of a pilot project. We need to figure out this year how many applicants we're going to have. If it's as successful as we think it's going to be, we'll probably be back at this committee looking for more funds for that, but we're just not sure yet because it's mm-hmm. it's a new program.
Right. I definitely see that sentiment, but I think we already have funds for this project, too, seeing a shared approach instead of just, dumping all of our resources in one project is just my concern. But, it does have my support. I think it needs to move forward. Was there another option that was pursued?
Excuse me. We have explored and continue to explore, quite honestly, other options, which are limited. Your materials will reflect there's still something of a gap even if you pass our request today, and we would have to fill that gap in a painful way absent any other funding sources. So it's the ownership putting in its own capital, which is unusual in this kind of a Section 42 tax credit deal, or it's a development fee that gets deferred, which doesn't make the tax credit investor happy and presents problems in terms of repayback under the IRS, etc. We've been working at it for quite some time. We've value engineered very significantly the project to date. If we're fortunate enough to save on contingency because the subsoil conditions weren't what we thought, and in any way we could claw back some of the things that were taken out of the project, we'd love to do that. So I've got a lot of moving parts. We have a lot of moving parts here. I don't mean to not directly answer your question, but the honest answer is we really need your additional home funding.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I guess it's fortuitous that this money is available and this project, all of a sudden the subsoil, and all of a sudden need a lot of extra money that we didn't, that is here. And I was just wondering on, I heard the St. Francis twice, and that was, the project not there. I thought, that was a reason we had money for the Sheridan. And I mean, it's not the same project we're getting monies from twice we're looking at, is it?
Oh, Madam Chair, so we have two different pots of funds. So we were talking CDBG funding.
I understand that.
And this is a separate funding.
So there are two different projects in St. Francis that were not going to be completed that we're using to help both in the last two situations out here. CDBG and the home program we were talking about.
Same one project. One project, okay. St. Francis.
I can tell you a little bit more about the St. Francis project, if you like.
Because that just seemed like we're using the monies twice. I wonder how that's working. Yeah.
This is the Marion Center, and
right.
they are just basically pulling back right now to re-examine. They still want to do, is my understanding, the affordable housing, but they may have to look at demolition and possibly even preservation. Tax credits, that kind of thing. So they're pulling back at this point, not totally giving up on a project, but definitely won't be using the home funds at this point.
And my follow-up was, thank you, was that $600,000 completely from that project then? Were they going to use that much?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anyone else? Supervisor Rainey?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just real quick, what supervisor district is this located in?
This is in, do we know? Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Littleton. Right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Whaley-Smith, did you have something you wanted to say?
Only if there's questions, Madam Chair. Teague, before he came to the county, actually assisted us just with an independent review of this just to make sure we're not over-subsidizing a project, make sure the project is able to move forward. So he took a look at this additional request just to make sure we weren't over-subsidizing the project. So if there's any additional questions, he's here to answer those.
Any other committee members? We do have one card, Mr. Sylvan Lubman from the Jewish Family Services. Sir, did you want to make a comment? I know your organization does very good work, so thank you for being willing to do affordable housing. I mean, that's something the county very much wants to work on, and we appreciate the partnership from your organization. Mr. Bone, Supervisor Bone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One more question that just came to mind. I know we agreed with the 11 units that would be. Are those the affordable units, or are those units for individuals with mental illnesses?
Sure, Madam Chair, Supervisor Bone. There will actually be more than 11 units going towards that population. I believe we're looking at a commitment of around 27 units, and we'll also be bringing project-based vouchers to this project as well. So it'll be much beyond the 11 units for that population, which is good news.
Just clarifying.
Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sorry, just as a further clarification, the entire 54-unit project is affordable under tax credit program.
Okay.
All right, do we have a motion on this?
Yes.
Supervisor Johnson made a motion. Okay. Motion to adopt. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
All right, moving on to item 5 under economic.